Hallelujah, peace and joy to all of you. Praise and thank God that once again I can be here to worship the true living God with all of you. So as you know, this year I don't see you too often. But next year I think I'll see you maybe four or five times more than this year, so thank God for that.
那明年我可能会比今年再多四五次的来到休斯顿跟大家一起。
So tonight I'd like to share with you the topic, the incorruptible beauty.
那我今天晚上要分享的题目是长久美丽的心。
Now when I read this verse, it's hard to believe that there's something called beauty that's incorruptible.
在我读到这一节的时候，我很惊讶，有一个美丽是没有办法朽坏的。
Because quite often people say beauty is only skin deep.
因为人
But even the Bible said, you know, beauty or glory, just like, you know, the flower of the grass wither and the flower fade away.
那圣经上说，荣耀的美丽就像草跟花一样，都会过去。
You know, when this Thanksgiving, I praise and thank God to be able to go to my family's house in Boston to spend Thanksgiving with them.
这个感恩节，感谢神，我有机会回去波士顿我的家庭。
And quite often, my wife and I, we don't like to take pictures.
我跟太太常常是不太喜欢照相的。
Even for our wedding, we can take pictures for free, but we didn't take it because her uncle is a professional photographer. He said, "I can do it for free." We're like, "No, it's just too lazy to take pictures." Right?
就算在婚礼上，因为我太太的叔叔是。 是一个摄影师，但他可以帮我们照相，不用钱。但是我们还是不太想要照相。
So, then this time when I spent a Thanksgiving with my family, or my family took a lot of pictures of me.
这次感恩节，我的家人他照了我们很多的相。
Then when I look at myself,
我就看着我自己。
I'm like, wow, what happened to me?
我发生了什么事？
I have extra skin here, extra skin there. I feel like, wow, I didn't realize I was old.
我就没有发觉我。
Because the night before, I was looking at all my pictures when I was in high school, right?
因为前一个晚上我在看我在高中时候的照片。
And I was looking at my face was so tight, you know, like so tight. Right?
我觉得我脸上的皮肤非常的紧实。
And I was in great shape.
我的状况也还不错。
And it's true, I mean, doesn't matter, you know, how much we try to be in good shape and this and that, but you know, beauty does fade away. I'm not saying I'm beautiful, but I'm saying, you know, it doesn't matter who we are. Sooner or later, we're going to look worse than before.
不管我们如何努力地想保持我们的外表，但是它这些都还是会过去。
Even though my wife, she always tell me, "Oh, yeah, Rudy, you look much handsome than before when you are young." I'm like, how can that be, right?
就算太太一直告诉我说。 我比年轻的时候还帅，但是我还是觉得怎么可能呢？
And I think the beauty that she's talking about is not the physical beauty.
但是我想她所谓的美丽，并不是外表上的美丽。
So all this time I didn't get it until lately. I say, you know, when she say I'm more, you know, I'm better looking, I'm more handsome than when I was younger. Like, how can it be? But then I realize she's talking about my inner beauty as a person.
所以直到最近，我都还没有办法理解他所说我越来越美丽是什么意思。但是我最近才了解到他在说我的内在美。In
the Bible, they describe there's an incorruptible beauty.
那圣经上讲到这个无法朽坏的美丽。Let's
turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
我们翻到彼得前书第三章。1
Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。Verse
3.
第三节,
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 3.
彼得前书三章三节,
Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, and putting on fine apparel. Verse 4.
第四节,
Rather let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incredible beauty of the gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. So we see here in these two verses, there's two beauty that is incorruptible.
所以我们看到这里有两个美丽是无法朽坏的。
That is the beauty of gentle and quiet spirit.
是温柔跟安静的心。
So that's why in chapter 3 verse 3 say, Do not let your adornment be merely outward.
所以第三章第三节说不要以外面的变头。
So we know nowadays many people focus on outward appearance.
现在很多人都把焦点放在自己的外表上。
Not only for women, but also for guys, for men also.
不只是女性，男性也是一样。
You know, before in the early 80s, they used to call guys who really want to take care of themselves pretty boys, right? You guys heard the term, like pretty boys, right?
在80年代有些漂亮男孩。
So nowadays, those who really take care of themselves, what do you call them?
那现在这些很注重外表的人，我们要怎么叫他们呢？
Those metrosexual, right?
Yeah,
metrosexual. In other words, you live in a metropolitan, but at the same time, you're very in touch with yourself in that sense, right? You take care of your hair, you take care of, you know, everything, right? This is for men, right?
所以就算是男性也会很注重自己的外表。
No, there's a brother, he paid $150 per haircut.
有一位弟兄他每剪一次头要花150块钱。
And it takes him a long time to get ready.
那他要出门要花很多时间。
But now those kind of stuff is very common.
但是现在这些是很常见。
But here when you talk about the inward beauty, it's not only for women, but also for men.
这里提到的美丽不只是指着女人讲的，也男人也适用。
First thing, inward beauty is incorruptible, is hidden within a person's heart.
那这个无法朽坏的美丽是藏在一个人的心中的。
If it's hidden in a person's heart, there's no way that someone can take it out except for yourself.
如果是藏在心中，没有人可以把它夺去。
And this inward beauty, this incredible beauty is what? It's of gentle and quiet spirit.
那这个美丽就是温柔安静的心。
Actually, nowadays, many people feel that if you are quiet, if you are gentle, this means you are weak.
现在很多人觉得一个温柔又安静的人，他其实是很软弱的。
But we know that is not true.
但是我们知道这并不是事实。
A person who is strong in spirit,
一个心灵强健的人,
they are very gentle.
他们非常的温柔,
and they're very quiet.
他们也很安静,
but at the same time, their spirit is very strong.
但是他们的灵性是很强健的。
Why is it so important for us to have this gentle and quiet spirit?
那为什么有这个温柔安静的心是很重要的呢?
Because this is precious in the eyes of the Lord.
因为在神眼中是好的。
You know, when I think about, you know, the, you know, what women in the Bible that, I guess, that represent that quiet and gentle spirit.
那我在圣经中想找一个代表温柔安静的心的。I
think this one person I never thought about before.
有一个人我从来没有想到过。Because
this woman is always known for her prayer.
因为这个妇人都因为她的祷告而被人知道。But
as I continue to read her story,
但是如果我继续读她的故事,
there's no doubt that this woman truly has the gentle and quiet spirit.
我们可以看到这个妇人的确有温柔安静的心。
That's why she is very precious in the eyes of the Lord.
所以她在神眼中是看为宝贵的。
Let's just turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
我们看撒母耳记上。
The woman we want to talk about is Hannah.
我们要讲的是哈拿。
No, because Hannah, we always know that she's a woman of prayer.
我们知道哈拿是一个祷告很专心的女性。
But in reality, the reason why her prayer was so powerful because she's a woman of gentle and quiet spirit.
但是她的祷告为什么这么有力量呢? 是因为她有温柔安静的心。
Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章。
Chapter 1 verse 2 and verse 3.
撒母耳记上第一章第二节第三节。
First Samuel chapter 1 verse 2 and verse 3.
撒母耳记上一章二到三节。
And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other is Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Verse 3.
第三节,
this man went up from his yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Also the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. So here they give us a setting of a woman called Hannah.
所以这里我们看到一位女性叫做哈拿。
Hannah, even though she had a husband,
虽然她有结婚,
but she had to share with her husband with another woman.
但是她的丈夫有另外一个妻子。
And not only she had to share her husband with another woman, but that woman be able to have children, but she cannot.
她不只需要跟另外一个妇人分享丈夫，但是她有儿女，但是自己却没有。
Of course, back then was very difficult.
在当时没有孩子这件事是很困难的。
Why? Because to have children is a blessing from the Lord.
因为生育是神的祝福。So
this woman cannot have children, it means actually she may be cursed by the Lord. That's why she cannot have children.
所以如果一个女神不能生育，会被看作是被神咒诅的。Not
only that.
不止如此。But
this, you know, the woman that she lived with always gave her problems.
那这个跟她一起住的女人总是找她的麻烦。But
before we go into that.
那我们再看这里之前,
so the Bible states that Hannah had no children.
我们看到圣经上说哈拿没有儿女,
but they also talk about Eli.
但是他也讲到以利,
Eli had two children.
以利有两个儿子,
and these two children is Hophni and Phinehas.
这两个儿子是何伯尼和非尼哈。
So we seem like, wow, Eli have two children, he must be really be blessed by God.
所以我们看到我们会可能会觉得以利有两个儿子，他是被神祝福的。
And maybe Hannah, she's very sorrowful, she's very sad, she cannot have any children.
那哈娜，那另外哈娜是没有办法生育的。
But as she look at Eli two sons,
但是我们看到以利的两个儿子。
Why Eli two sons? They were so wicked, they were so bad.
为什么以利的两个儿子是坏的呢？
Look at chapter 2 verse 12.
我们看第二章十二节。
First Samuel chapter 2 verse 12.
撒母耳记上第二章十二节。
Now the son of Eli were corrupt; they did not know the Lord.
以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识神。
So even we have children, it doesn't mean they're gonna go up and know the Lord and be good.
就算我们有孩子，我们也不能确保他们一定会认识神。
Actually, our children can become the curse in the family and also can be the blessing of a family.
孩子可以是家里的祝福，也可以是家里的诅咒。
It depends how we bring them up.In the Lord,
这要看我们如何把他们带到神的面前。
You can see Eli's two sons; they said they were very corrupt.
我们看到以利的两个儿子是恶人。
Why? Because they did not know the Lord.
因为他们不认识神。
And why they were so corrupt?
为什么他们作恶呢？
Because they used to steal from the Lord.
因为他们偷取神的祭物。
And that's not the only thing they did.
这不是他们唯一做的事情。
Look at chapter 2 verse 22.
我们看二章二十二节。
Now Eli was very old, and he heard everything his son did to all Israel, how they lay with the women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meeting.
以利年甚老迈，听见他的两个儿子以色列的众人的事，又听见他们与会幕门前侍候的妇人苟合。
Even though Eli had two sons,
虽然以利有两个儿子
，this son stole from the Lord.
这两个儿子盗取神的祭物。
Not only that, they commit sexual sin in front of the tabernacle of the Lord.
并且在会幕面前与妇人苟合。
Why Eli two sons was so evil?
为什么以利的两个儿子这么的邪恶呢
？Because if we look at Eli.
因为我们来看一下以利。
Actually, Eli quite often he did not do what he needed to do as parent.
以利没有尽到他做父亲的一个责任。
Eli quite often they describe him to be a person who sit in his chair.
以利被说是坐在他的椅子上的。
Even when he died fallen backward sitting on his chair.
就算在他死的时候，他还是坐在椅子上往后扑倒。
So that's why for us we must think and reflect.
所以我们需要来反省。
Yes.I'm sure children are a blessing from the Lord.
我可以确定孩子们是神给的祝福。
But what happens if our children grow up and to be wicked just like the two sons of Eli?
但是如果我们的孩子长大像以利的两个儿子一样，
then you and I must reflect upon ourselves.
那我们就必须要责备自己。
So in other words, to have children, it would be a blessing if they can grow up in the Lord.
所以有一个在主里长大的孩子是从神来的祝福。
But if you have children, they're just wicked, just like Eli's two children. Then actually, it's bad not to have children at all.
但是如果我们有像以利两个儿子一样的孩子，那我们最好不要有孩子。
So tonight is not about Eli.
今天不是要讲以利
or his two sons,
或者是他的儿子。
But it's about Hannah who did not have any children.
我们要讲的是哈拿，是不能生育的哈拿。
And how she was such a gentle and quiet spirit kind of person.
那他是如何拥有温柔安静的心
？How do we know this？
我们怎么知道呢
？Look at chapter 1 verse 5。
我们读一章第五节。
First Samuel chapter 1 verse 5。
撒母耳记上一章第五节。
But to Hannah he would give a double portion for the love, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. Verse 6。
第六节。
And her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. So these two verses, and verse 4 said.The Lord has closed her womb.
所以在第五节
说 I'm sorry, verse 5, that the Lord has closed her womb.
神不使哈拿生育。
Because Hannah knows that every single blessing is from the Lord.
因为哈拿知道生育是神来的祝福。
But year after year, she goes to Shiloh and makes sacrifice to the Lord, but she still cannot have any children.
年复一年，他们都到示罗献祭，但是她还是无法生育。
But even though she knows that the Lord is the one that's stopping her,From you know, conceive, but she never complained to the Lord.
虽然他知道是神让他不能生育，但是他从来没有对神抱怨。
But not only that.
不止如此。
Look at chapter 1 verse 6.
我们再看一章第六节。
And her rival, which is the other woman who she lived with.
那她的对头就是她丈夫的另外一个妻。
Also provoked her severely.
大大的激动她。
That she provoked her so severe that to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb.
因为神使她不能生育，要使她生气。
This is very interesting.
这是很有趣的事。
Can you imagine you put yourself in the place of Hannah?
你可以想，如果你是哈拿的话。
This woman always provoked her.
有一个妇人一直的激动她。
Of course, the reason why she provoked her because Hannah cannot have children.
因为哈拿不能生育。
And maybe Hannah think that, you know, the reason I cannot have children is because God does not love me.
也可能哈拿想说神使我不能生育，因为神不爱我。
But Hannah was not such a person.
但是哈拿并不是这样的人。
She always know and have faith in God.
她一直都有信心，对神有信心。
Even though this woman provoked her, what? How often this woman provoked her?
那这个妇人多久很常激励激动她？
Look at verse 7.
我们来看第七节。
So it was year by year.
每一年。
This means year by year she continued to be provoked by her rival, which is the other wife Elkanah.
所以她每年都被她丈夫以利加拿的妻来激动。
But even though she was provoked year by year, but the Bible never ever say that Hannah would lash against the woman or say anything to her.
所以，但是虽然我们看到。哈拿每年都被激动，但他从来没有去反抗这个另外一个妇人。
I mean, can you imagine if someone provoked us, right? Even just for an hour?
你可以想象，如果有人这样子在一个小时内一直这样激动我们。
You know, sometimes my nephew he always tried to bother me. He's like, Uncle, I'm touching you. Uncle, I'm touching you. He's like that, right? You know how you play that game? I'm going to touch you. I'm going to touch you. Oh, after like 30 seconds, I can't stand it, right?
有时候我侄子在闹我，那我大概30秒就受不了了。
Why? Because it's very annoying.
因为是很讨厌。
But I don't want you to touch me, so don't try to touch me, right?
我不想要你碰我，所以不要碰我。
But I know I always provoke my wife all the time, right?
但是我知道我也是常常激动。
She always tell me, Rui, don't get your hair cut so short, right?
她说不要剪这么短的头发。
Of course, I try not to pay more than $10 for my haircut.
我剪头发尽量不超过十块。
So when I was in Hawaii, I went to Chinatown and got my haircut.
所以在夏威夷，我去中国城去剪头发。
And actually in Hawaii, it's like $15 for a haircut, right?
在那边大概要15块钱。
And when I told, because he doesn't really speak English, so I told him make sure it's not too short, right?
因为理发师不太懂英文，我跟他说不要剪太短。
I think all he heard was short, right?
我想他听到短。
So before I know it, he get like number 3 and just shave my head.
所以他就把我剪成三分头。
You know? And then that's it. And my wife saw me, she's like.Your haircut provoked me. That's what she said to me.
所以我的太太说你的头发爱到我了。
It was, you know, she doesn't like it short, but she think I do it on purpose, right, to get it upset me. But no, I didn't, because the guy just cut my hair very short.
她不喜欢短发，所以她觉得我是故意的，但是我并不是。
Actually, it looks better now, but a month ago it didn't look so good.
现在看起来已经比一个月前好了。
No, really, when you think about people who we are with,
所以我们想想跟我们在一起的人
When they try to provoke us,
当他们要激动我们的时候
Can we continue to be gentle with them?
我们可以一直的温柔下去吗
Can we continue to be quiet?
我们可以继续安静下去吗
Actually, it's very difficult.
是非常困难的
Really, when we, no, there's some people always aggravate us or provoke us.
有些人常常会故意的来激动我们
Then maybe they, you know, they do things that we really don't like. That may be 10-15 years ago, but when we look at them, they still provoke us by just looking at them.
有时候10到15年前他们做了一件我们很不喜欢的事，我们现在看到他还是很讨厌他们。
But look at Hannah.
但是看到 Hannah,
year by year she provoked by her rival.
每一年他的仇敌都来激动他。
But never once.She retaliate or say anything to that woman.
但是她从来没有去回嘴。
But can you imagine, year by year, she continue to go to the house of the Lord?
你可以想象她每一年还是去神的家吗？
What did she do there?
她在那边做什么？
She wept.
她哭泣。
She wept.
她哭泣。
This is a very sorrowful woman.
她是一个非常忧伤的女
人。But she knows when she feel it kind of hurt.When she feels a kind of sorrow, the best person to go to is our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
但是当她痛苦，当她忧伤的时候，她还是去找神。
So tomorrow afternoon we're going to continue study depression, right?
所以明天我们要继续学习忧郁症。
Really, there's only one solution to overcome depression. Go to the Lord. That's it.
只有 要胜过忧郁症只有一个方法，就是寻找神。
But the promise is very difficult for us to go to Shiloh every single year when we're in pain. There's no way we can do that.
但是我们要每年都能够到示罗，在我们很痛苦的时候，这是不太可能的。
So when you and I feel sorrowful, when we feel empty inside our heart, it's very difficult to kneel down and pray to the Lord. And that is the problem.
当我们忧伤，当我们心里空虚的时候，我们是很难跪下来祷告，这是问题所在。
That's why we should learn from Hannah.
所以我们需要学习哈拿。
You know, when a person is depressed, when a person is very sad.
当一个人非常忧伤的时候
They're always in a bad mood.
他们永远都是心情不好。
Can you imagine if you provoke someone, say something bad to someone who's depressed, actually they will lash at you very quickly.
如果你跟一个你去故意去激动一个忧郁的人，他的反应会很激烈。
But Hannah, even though she wept, she full of sorrow, and this woman continued to provoke her, she never say one word.
虽然哈拿是很忧伤，但是然后这个女生也一直激动她，但是她还是不会。失控。
This is a woman of gentle and quiet spirit.
这是一个有温柔安静的心的女生。
But and then if she cannot talk to this woman who she lived with,
那她不能够跟她一起住的这个女人说话。
Maybe she can talk to her husband.
其实说不定她可以跟她的丈夫说。
Maybe she hopes that her husband can truly understand her.
希望她的丈夫能够真的了解他。
But look at chapter 1 verse 8.
我们再看一章八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
一章八节。
Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieve? Am I not better to you than 10 sons?
她丈夫以利加拿对她说，哈拿，你为何哭泣也不吃饭，心里又愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子还好吗？
Actually, this is very interesting, right?
这也很有趣。
Because Elkanah, as a husband, he should know exactly how his wife feels.
以利加拿身为丈夫，应该要知道太太的心情。
But of course, he doesn't.
但是他不知道。
And then he tried to say, "No, come on, am I not better than 10 sons?"
他就想要说服哈拿说，我比十个儿子还好。
I mean, if Hannah, she was not a gentle, quiet spirit, she could say, "No, you're not," right?
如果哈拿并没有温柔安静的心，他会说你不是。
And then he said to her, "Why do you weep?"
丈夫说为什么要为何哭泣
Why don't you eat?
为什么不吃饭
Why is your heart grief?
为什么心里愁闷
呢 If she was not a gentle and quiet spirit, why you say, Do you not know you married that other woman and woman's always provoke me? What do you want me to do? Be happy? Right?
所以如果她没有温柔安静的心她可能会直接说你娶了另外一个女人那个女人每年都来激动我
I mean, think about this、right?
我们来想一想
You know, when I talk to my wife right,
当我跟太太说话的时候
I try my best to listen to her and try to understand what she's going through
我尽我最大的努力去了解她
Just like last night
就像昨晚
And sometimes she get up like 1 o'clock in the morning she asks me questions、right?
有时候她一点多凌晨一点起来会问我一些问题
I just want to sleep
我想睡觉。
But of course, I try my best to listen to her and give her good advice.
当然，我会尽我最大的努力去倾听。
And when she gets up at 5:30 in the morning, sometimes she also asks me questions too.
当她五点半起床的时候，她也会问我问题。
But quite often, when if I say to her something that I really don't understand what she's going through, she gets very upset.
但是如果我不了解她现在发生什么事，她会非常生气。
And sometimes she says, "Well, you're not listening to me. Why you not listening to me?"
她说你为什么不听我讲话
？How can we, you know, you do not know what I'm going through and how I feel?
为什么你不知道我在想什么？我的现在感受呢？
Normal, right?
这是很正常的。
Why? Because quite often as husband, it's very difficult for us to be in touch with, you know, our spouse's feelings. Right? It's just the way it is.
有时候丈夫是很难抓到太太心里在想什么。
Of course, in general, women are very hard to understand.
女生是很难了解的。
And I mean, Freud himself said, you know, of course, Freud, he's no psychoanalyst. He claimed to know human behavior, but he said when it comes to women, he just doesn't understand them, right?
Who?
Freud? Sigmund Freud? Yeah.
弗洛伊德，他是心理学家，但是他说碰到女生，他就无法了解。
So actually, you know, yeah, that's not the topic, right?
这不是重点。
But actually, for Elkanah not to understand his wife what she's going through, she should be very upset.
所以以利加拿他不懂太太在想什么，那这个太太应该要非常的生气。
But she can say, "How you expect me to be happy? You have another wife."
你娶了另外一个太太，要我怎么样开心起来呢
？And not only that, she be able to bear children for you, but I cannot.
那 更糟的是他可以生育，我不能生育。
And why do you ask me such a stupid question? Why do you weep? Why do you this? Why would you ask me such a stupid question? Right?
那你问我这些问题有何意义呢？
But actually, she did not say one word.
但是她并没有说这些话。
But instead, look at verse 9.
我们看第九节。
So Hannah rose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost.
第九节，他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在耶和神的门框前旁边坐在自己的位上。
You see Hannah, right?
我们看到哈拿。
Even though her husband truly did not understand what she's going through.
虽然她的丈夫不了解她。
But because her husband worried about her.
但是她的丈夫，因为她丈夫有担心她。
What did she do? She ended up, you know, she arose and she ate and she drank and then they just left.
他们吃喝完了就离开了。
This means she's also was very obedient.
我们可以看出她还是很顺服。
Actually, a gentle and quiet spirit kind of person, they're very obedient.
有温柔安静的心的人是很顺服。
Not for the sake of herself, but for the sake of her husband.
不是为了她自己，而是为了她丈夫。
So now the woman that she lived with at home provoked her, she cannot talk to her, of course.
那另外一个激动她的女人跟她住在一起，她没有办法跟她聊说话。
Now the husband that she's probably one with do not understand what she's going through.
那她的丈夫也不了解她的心里在想什么。
So where can she go?
所以她能去哪呢？
Maybe go to the man of God.
或许去
To the man of God, to priest Eli, right?
哦，所以去祭司以利那边。
Maybe priest Eli, because he's a man of God, he should understand exactly what she's going through.
也许以利身为祭司会了解我的心情，他的心情。
But look at what happened to her.
我们看一下发生什么事。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
第一章十二节。
And it happened as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli watched her mouth, verse 13.
十三节。
Now Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she was drunk, verse 14.
十四节。
So Eli said to her, how long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you. Can you imagine this, right?
我们有办法想象吗？
You have no peace and joy at home.
你在家里没有平安。
Then your husband have no idea what's going through.
你的丈夫不懂你在说什么。
Of course, you must go to church, go to the temple, pray to the Lord. Maybe the man of God can understand exactly what I'm going through.
所以你想着要来教会祷告，或许神的祭司会了解。
But instead, he was the worst one.
但是他是最糟的那一个。
Because when she was praying to the Lord,
当他在跟神祷告的时候，
of course, she was very sorrowful, so she spoke in her heart.
他非常的忧伤，所以他在心里默祷。
And this time only his lips moved, and then even Eli saw this.
只有动嘴唇，但是看到。
He did not ask her, "Did you drink?"
他没有问他说你喝酒吗？
He did not ask her, "Are you drunk?"
他没有问说你喝醉了吗？
But instead, he assumed that she drank and she was drunk.
他自己就想说这个女人她有喝酒。
Then he said to her, "How long will you be drunk?"
他说你要醉到几时呢？
Put your wine away from you.
把你的酒拿开吧。
Can you imagine that?
你可以想象吗？
If you were Hannah,
如果你是 Hannah,
if someone accused you falsely,
有一个人他说你做了你没做的事。
Especially when you want to pour out your heart to the Lord.
当你在敞开对神敞开心胸的时候。
So people should see that you know you are very sincere, you want to pray to the Lord, but instead people look at you that you are drunk.
人应该看到你的真诚，但是他觉得你是喝醉了。
How would we feel if you were Hannah?
如果我们是 Hannah, 我们会怎么想呢？
Oh, I don't think we would feel too happy.
我们应该不会太开心。
You know, when we get blamed on something or someone accuses from doing things, especially when accuse us falsely, it's very difficult for us to be gentle and quiet spirit.
如果有人指控我们做了一些我们没做的事，那我们很难拥有温柔安静的心。
But instead.
但是
Instead, what did she say to priest Eli?
但是哈拿她说什么呢？
对伊利说什么？
我们看第十五节。
Chapter 1, verse 15.
第一章十五节。
But Hannah answered and said, "No, my Lord."
Hannah 回答说：“主啊，不是这样。”
For me, I think that's very interesting.
我们可以看到这很有趣。
No, when someone accuses you falsely, there's no way you're going to call him, "Oh, my Lord," right? You know, instead, you would call them names, right?
如果有人指控你，你不会叫他我的主啊，你会直接叫他的名字。
From verse 1 to verse 14, Hannah did not say one word.
从第一节到十四节，哈拿没有说任何一句话。
Even though her enemy provoked her.
就算他的仇敌激动他
Even though her husband have no idea what she's going through.
就算他的丈夫不懂他在想什么
But then in verse 15, she opened her mouth.
十五节他第一次 说话
When she opened her mouth, it's truly very gentle and very, very sincere.
那他说的话是非常温柔非常真心的
you know, Some people when they are very quiet
有些人当他们很安静的时候
And the reason they are quiet because if they open their mouth, forget about it, right?
他们为什么安静呢？当他们张开嘴巴的时候，就是另外一个。
Because a lot of things they say would not be edifying.
因为他们说的话可能不造就人。
But it's not this way with Hannah.
但是哈拿并不是这样。
You can see when she opened her mouth, she said, "No, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit."
哈拿回答说：“主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人。
I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicated drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord."
清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在神面前清心独立。
Wow, this woman is very beautiful.
这个女人非常的美丽。
Not only she didn't get upset.
她不止没有生气。
Not only she curse Eli.
也没有诅咒以利。
But instead, with a gentle and quiet spirit, she explained the situation to priest Eli, who should already know what she's in the temple for.
因为她有温柔安静的心，所以她向以利解释为什么她会在圣殿当中。
And then look at verse 16.
我们再看十六节。
Did not consider your maid servant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now.
十六节，不要将卑女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动愁苦太多，所以祈求自如今。
She's truly a beautiful woman.
所以她是一个真正美丽的女妇人。
But look at verse 17.
我们看十七节。
And Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition, which you have asked of him."
以利说，你可以平平安安的回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他所求的。
This is also very interesting.
这又是一件很有趣的
事。You know, when someone accuses you falsely.
有人指控
，and now you explain to him what you're going through, what you're doing. You're not drunk, you're not drink anything intoxicated.
那你有解释你并不是喝醉
，but then they tell you, okay, God bless you.
那这个人就说愿神祝福你。
How would you feel?
你会怎么想呢
？Because you don't want to listen to this person.
你会不想要听这个人说的话
？How can this person be close to God?
这个人要是怎么跟神亲近呢
？You can't even tell I'm praying or being drunk.
他无法辨认我是否喝醉。
Then he tell me go in peace and the Lord, you know, will grant your petition.
他说愿我平平安安的走，愿神允准我所求的。
But amazingly,
但是很奇妙的。
Look what happened with Hannah.
我们看哈拿是怎么做呢
？And then in verse 18,
十八节。
And she said, "Let your maid servant find favor in your sight."
愿卑女在你眼前蒙恩。
It's so beautiful.
很美丽。
Why? Because Here, she did not get angry, she did not get mad. Instead, she believed the word of Eli, even though just two verses ago called her a drunk.
她并没有生气，她相信这个说她喝醉的人的话。
And then in verse 18, so the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad.
十八节后半段说，于是妇人走去吃饭，面上不再带愁容了。
This is a woman. Of gentle and quiet spirit.
这是一个有温柔安静的心的妇人。
Not only she accept the blessing from a person who just cursed her.
她不只接受了刚刚控诉她这个人的祝福。
But she had the faith to believe what he said.
她还有信心去相信这个人的祝福。
Of course, the faith was not from Eli. The faith was from God Himself.
当然，这个福气不是从以利来的，是从神来的。
So that's why when we're angry at a person,
所以当我们对一个人生气的时候
，if they bless us,
当他祝福我们
，after being angry with us and after accusing us,
当他对我们生气，对指控我们以后
，if you have the faith to believe that blessing is truly will come true, then actually the blessing will come true.
如果我们相信他所给出的祝福会成真，那他就会成真。
Why? Because it takes great faith to have faith that someone. No, just do something wrong to you now. They want to bless you. It takes greater faith to believe their blessing.
有一个刚对你做你不喜欢的事的人，你要去相信他的祝福，这要很大的信心。
So no wonder she's a gentle and quiet spirit kind of woman.
所以她是一个有温柔安静的心的妇人。
And it's very precious in the eyes of the Lord.
这在神眼中是看为宝贵的。
And you know, after she had Samuel.
当她生下撒母耳的时候
，And she after she had Samuel, she dedicated Samuel to God.
她奉献撒母耳给神。
She fulfilled her oath to the Lord.
她 他有完成他所许的愿。
She did not know that God would bless her with more children.
他不知道神会祝福他更多的儿子。
But if God can allow for her to be conceived the first time, I'm sure she also has the faith that God will bless her with more children.
所以当神让他生育第一胎以后，他相信神会让他生育更多。
And look at chapter 2 verse 21.
我们看第二章21节。
And the Lord visited Hannah, so she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters.
耶和华眷顾哈拿，她就怀孕生了三个儿子两个女儿。
Why God bless her?
为什么神眷顾哈拿呢？
Because she is very precious in the eyes of the Lord.
因为她在神眼中是看为宝贵。
But even though her rival provoke her year by year,
就算她的仇敌每年都激动她。
Even though the year by year she go to Shiloh to make sacrifice to the Lord, but it seems the Lord never answer her prayer.
当她每年都去示罗献祭，看起来神都没有回应她的祷告。
But she never stop of being gentle and quiet spirit.
但是他从来没有放弃他这颗温柔安静的心。
You know, from the beginning, you know, especially when we first get married, you know, sometimes we are very gentle, we are very kind.
当我们刚结婚的时候，我们会很温柔、很安静。
But after living one another for a while,
但是当相处一段时间以后
，you know, sometimes we don't no longer we can be that gentle, we cannot be that kind.
有时候我们没办法再持续这么温柔。
Because if someone provoke you year by year, year by year, sooner or later you will lose yourself. You will get very angry. You get very mad.
因为如果有人每年都在激动你，那你会很失控，会生气。
Especially if you try to pray to the Lord for help.
那当你向神祈求帮助的时候
，But it never happened.
你所求的事都没有发生。
But she continued to go to Shiloh.
但是她持续的前往。
Yes, even though her husband did not understand her.
虽然她的丈夫不懂她。
But she was so meek in front of him.
但是她在丈夫面前还是很温顺。
Then she still continued to go to Shiloh.
还是继续到示罗去。
To seek for the Lord.
去寻求神。
Even though when she went to Shiloh, she went to the temple, and the priest in the temple accused her falsely.
当她去圣殿，这个祭司指控她没有做过的事。
If we were Hannah, she would not want to go back to church again, right? We would not want to go back to the temple again. Why?
如果我们是哈拿，我们可能就不想再到圣殿来了。
But she knows the God that she worships.
但是他知道他所信的是谁。
Because that the woman, the rival woman, not going to do anything for her.
因为他的仇敌是不会为他做任何事。
Her husband is not going to be able to fulfill her sorrow that she has inside her heart.
那她的丈夫也没办法填补她心灵的空缺。
Only God.
只有神。
And that's why she never lose faith in the Lord.
所以她从来没有对神丧失信心。
And year by year, she continued to go and make sacrifice. In other words, nowadays praying to the Lord continually.
每年他都持续的去献祭，就以今天来说就是祷告。
And when the time was right,
当时候到了
，God blessed her with a beautiful son.
神就给祝福他一个美好的儿子。
This son was not only a great judge.
这个儿子并不只是一个很好的士师。
This son became a great prophet.
他又是另一个很好的先知。
This son became a great priest.
是一个很好的祭司。
Because what God blessed her with is something so beautiful.
神所祝福的是多么的美好。
Because she is a beautiful woman.
因为她本身是一个美丽的女妇人。
And the beauty inside of her is truly incorruptible.
她的内在美是无法动摇的。
That is the beauty of gentle and quiet spirit.
是温柔与安静的心。
So we should strive to have this kind of beauty.
所以我们必须要努力追求这样的美丽。
It doesn't matter we are woman or man. This kind of beauty is always present in the eyes of the Lord.
不管我们是男性还是女性，在神眼中，这都是看为宝贵。
That is to be gentle to others.
那我们对别人要温柔。
And to keep our spirit quiet.
要让我们的心灵安静。
Always show love to one another.
要爱彼此。
So may God grant our petition.
愿神垂听我们的祝福。
To have that kind of beauty.
让我们能够得到这样的美丽。
Now let's all rise and sing one hymn.
那我们起立唱诗。
382.
382首。
382.